Books on Tape presents Reagan's Secret War, the untold story of his fight to save the world from nuclear disaster, by Martin Anderson and Annalise Anderson. Read by Mark Deakins. Forward by George P. Shultz. How do you judge a presidency and a president? Accomplishments are one yardstick. In the case of Ronald Reagan, you can point to ample successes, both during his presidency and throughout his life. He was successful as a negotiator when he was head of the Screen Actors Guild. He was successful as an actor, mastering the art of inhabiting a character or role. As a two-term governor of California, he left the state in much better shape than he found it, and was even more popular when he left office than when he entered. During the Reagan presidency, I had the privilege of close association with Ronald Reagan as he changed our country for the better. Rather than looking for political glory, he always seemed motivated by his view of what was best for America. His was a nonpartisan way of thinking. I saw Reagan inherit an economy in shambles, with inflation in the teens and the prime rate at 20%. I watched as he worked closely with Paul Volcker, chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, to fight inflation and put us back on the right track. Reagan was fond of telling what were, in some respects, old chestnuts. I remember him saying, when people warned that a serious effort to get rid of inflation might well lead to a recession, "If not us, who? If not now, when?" In the areas of national security and foreign policy, there was a dramatic change for the better between the beginning and end of Reagan's presidency.